FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Deputy National Press Secretary at the RNC, Blair Ellis. Blair, it's a busy day. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, the pleasure's all mine. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So you've probably been watching these confirmation hearings. It certainly doesn't seem as sensational as the Kavanaugh hearings did. What are you thinking about it so far?
So far, I think everybody has seen on full display just how exceptionally qualified Bill Barr is. There's no question he has the experience, the credentials to again lead the DOJ. Not only has he served under George H.W. Bush, during that time he developed a really strong track record of being tough on violent crime, tough on illegal immigration, but he's got a long career in public service and practicing corporate law. I think anybody that has tuned into Fox News today or MSNBC or CNN has seen his ability to answer these questions, to be forthcoming and honest and transparent, and somebody who's committed to upholding the rule of law. And what more could you want in an attorney general?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Well, our news director earlier was pointing out how a lot of the questioning from Republicans is a listing of Barr's resume showing exactly how qualified he is. And a lot of the questions that we're hearing on the left have to do with the relation strictly to Donald Trump. And you can see how the Democrats are focused on how this attorney general will serve under Donald Trump with the legal questions that are surrounding Donald Trump. How do we reconcile the two in the same confirmation hearing, knowing that the president hasn't been charged with anything and has said up until this point very clearly he's not guilty of anything that is out there, even in the court of public opinion?
Right. And Mr. Barr has made it very clear each time he's been asked by a Democrat, even by Republicans, he does not. He's not going to interfere or intervene at all whatsoever with the Mueller investigation. He is going to allow that to unfold. He feels as though the public is warranted to see the results whenever that document does come forth. He is just interested in this job because this is something that he knows that he can provide a steady legal hand and steady mind to. And that's something that is required of an attorney general. I think his commitment to the rule of law and again, his career, practicing corporate law and public service shows how committed he is to upholding the Constitution. And he was unanimously confirmed by a Democrat controlled Senate, just a couple decades ago. Again, this is something where we all got to be able to take our partisan lenses off, Democrats as well, and look at this man for how qualified he is, and look at him for the answers he's put forth, which, again, have been very transparent and honest. And that's what they need to be going off of. They don't need to make this a political partisan takedown of any kind. This just needs to be acknowledged as somebody who's incredibly qualified, who's very committed, and he should therefore advance to the next process involved in this procedure.
Yeah. The president is under a lot of pressure right now with the government being shut down. Getting the attorney general position filled with this qualified individual is an important measure in moving forward on a different front. But the Mueller investigation hasn't been front and center lately because the government shutdown has been. The president invited the congressional Democrats to lunch today. They said no thank you. And then this is what Chuck Schumer has had to say about the issue as of late.
President Trump, one final point here. President Trump thinks if he holds out long enough, he'll win the fight with the American people. Every day he's losing. The Gallup poll today had him at a near record low of 37% popularity. Even some of his base is losing face. President Trump, you're not going to win this fight with the American people. Every day it drags on, you are less popular. Every day it drags on, people blame you and the Republicans, not the Democrats. You're not winning the fight. You may be in your own untruth bubble, but you're not winning the fight.
What's the president's response to Chuck Schumer and his accusation, Schumer's accusation that the president is fighting with the American people?
I think it's silly. I think if Chuck Schumer would get out of his liberal bubble and his make-believe world, which is one that he's in right now, and that he still believes that this crisis at our border is not a crisis, I think he needs to step outside of his viewpoint and take a look around and realize that this is something the American people advocated for. Ultimately, the American people put Donald Trump in office largely because they wanted to see something done about our immigration crisis. They wanted to see border security enforced, and they wanted to see it taken seriously. And We've seen people like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi kick the can down the road on this topic for decades. We had a Schumer shutdown last January, about a year ago, because, again, Democrats showed an unwillingness to take seriously this issue. And so this is Donald Trump saying, look, enough is enough. We've had time. I've given you an opportunity. And until they show a sincere willingness to come to the table, Trump's not going to budge on this. And so it's time for the Democrats to buck up. It's time for them to show a serious level of commitment to addressing this crisis.
We're speaking with the Deputy National Press Secretary at the RNC, Blair Ellis. So President Trump has been trying to make his case. He's been trying to talk to people who are experts on the ground. He's been trying to tell the stories of the need for this border security through statistics and through actual factual stories. And the Democrats keep saying President Trump's responsible for the shutdown and that the wall is immoral. We're not talking to each other about same issues. We're talking at each other at different issues. I mean, at this point, I can't see an end in sight here. Who caves?
That's a good question. And I think ultimately what we have to remember is that Donald Trump and the Republicans in Congress never sought to shut the government down. We just wanted to shut the border down. And we made it known to the Democrats, it's been known to the Democrats, that this was going to be at the forefront of President Trump's agenda when he came to office. It was last year in his first ever State of the Union address. He laid out the four pillars he wanted to see accomplished in terms of immigration reform. Democrats didn't take him seriously then. It continued to be a crisis. We've only heard of more stories and new statistics in the news, and it's heartbreaking to hear. And again, it's time for Democrats to start playing ball. They've got to stop messing around. And at this point, the only people that are negotiating in good faith have been Republicans. We've seen several proposals and plans put forth by the White House. We've seen Trump's willingness to negotiate by even suggesting the other week to Nancy, hey, if I were to open the government, could we then talk about border security? She said no. That's not okay. We know that border security is something the American people are demanding, and so we're going to need our elected leaders in Congress, the Democrats in Congress, to start taking that to heart.
And Blair, if the Democrats don't play ball, if they continue to just keep their ball and go home, what happens?
I think we're going to keep seeing Donald Trump try and pull Democrats to the White House, as he did today. We saw Donald Trump try and get Democrats to come to the White House to negotiate, and all of them declined. So we're going to continue to have conversations, hopefully not with just ourselves, but hopefully at some point Democrats will realize the seriousness. We can reopen the government, but we can also address border security. They don't have to be mutually exclusive, and we need Democrats to recognize that.
All right. Well, Deputy National Press Secretary with the RNC, Blair Ellis, your experience and input here is very valued. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you. Pleasure is all mine.
Absolutely. You can follow her on Twitter @_BlairEllis. And continue to keep up with this issue. I mean, I don't see any future here where we're going to see the Democrats blink. I don't even know, like, if other than being the ones to hold out, I feel like any sort of concession, they've made this such a political issue for themselves, so selfishly keeping this issue hostage on the Democratic side of the aisle and trying to make it all political. I mean, look, good grief. If you want to talk border security, if you think that we have a border issue, if you think that there's a crisis.
Now I have an actual humanitarian crisis on the border.
If you think that, if your leader thought that, let's talk about how to solve this crisis. And if you want to eliminate the wall from it, come together, have a conversation about that. Have that conversation about that issue and talk about how you'd solve it. All right, we'll be right back with Tommy Lahren, who's going to talk to us at 1:10. Don't go anywhere. Very excited to have her on the show for the very first time. She's on Twitter @TommyLahren, and you can tweet her and tell her you're excited to hear her here as well. And we'll be back with Mark Cox at 1:25. Also, big show. Lots of people coming to talk about all the issues of the day, and we'll continue to cover these confirmation hearings too. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.